This all started yesterday. Well, it all started many years ago, perhaps, if we're to put together these timelines. But this is looking way, way too obvious to us, at least. So the story came out yesterday. Mike McCarthy, to motivate the team, smashed watermelons in front of them Saturday night. That story was delivered by the NFL Network's Tom Pelissero. You played the audio of him breaking this news to everybody. Then all the Cowboy beat writers, who are, you know, always have their ear to the ground for Cowboy news, run to the press conference yesterday afternoon and ask McCarthy a lot of questions. He answered a ton of questions. He acted like, okay, we won a game. Nobody wants to talk about the win of a game finally, but okay, I guess I'll do this since you guys want to. And one of the last things he said was this.
Are you a superstitious type? Do you keep something like this going forward?
That's a great question. So we'll see if it leaks out, because usually my team meetings stay, you know, what happens at a team meeting usually stays there, but...
Okay. If he didn't say that, I don't know that we're doing this. But him saying that is, dang, leaking this secret audio. I mean, in the room stays in the room. And this wasn't – David Moore didn't report it.
No. Not Clarence.
Clarence Hill didn't report it. JJT didn't, you know,
Michael
guys
– Gelkin. Or...
guys who are in the room a lot.
Or
talking
heck,
to players,
Jane.
And Jane Slater, who is there on site from the NFL Network. You know, they've all got their pet cats, right? They've all got text relationships with somebody. You do. Bob does. You've got people that are inside the star. But Mike McCarthy is, again, I just want to hear that cut, because this is going to, that means so much.
Hold on, let me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
A superstitious type? Do you keep something like this going forward?
That's a great question. So we'll see if it leaks out, because usually my team meetings stay. You know what happens at a team meeting usually stays there. But
okay, oh man, I don't know, man. I guess if it leaks out again, it's. I didn't expect this. This is. What's everybody asking me these questions for? It's insane that this got out. Well. Tom Pelissero seems to be the guy that got the story first. He did. He reported it. Everybody else ran with it. If you look back, just take one step back to the big story this past offseason was the barn, the football barn. You know, Mike McCarthy, this is what he did in his year off. And it's a fantastic article. We read it. We did many segments on it. If you click on the article about the football barn, there's a five-minute video that you can click on where McCarthy's talking about the process and what he did. And I could play the very beginning of that for you. Let's see here. How's that sound?
This is something unique with the McCarthy Project. How'd you come up with the idea to do it like this, to basically put together a coaching staff while you're waiting for your next job?
Frankly, we fell into it and watched video.
So that voice, that's Tom Pelissero. He wrote the story. He did the breakdown.
He went and visited.
He visited. It's really a great piece of his resume if he's pitching himself to other teams. Look at this. It's kind of a PR piece, to be honest. And also, good reporting. It's very interesting to find out that he did that. But it definitely didn't hurt his chances to get a job, because now we're all fired up. In fact, it fired me up when reading about Mike McCarthy, the barn, this guy, he's coming to Dallas.
Trends and analytics, and he was looking at the future, which was so different from the way that we had seen Garrett do it forever.
Yeah, willingness to change. So it was great. Then we go back and we find this. So back in, I think this is early 2019. It's when he first got let go with the Packers. There is a big Bleacher Report feature done by somebody named Tyler Dunn. He had been a former beat reporter for the Packers, which was talking about, you know, the end of McCarthy and what precipitated that and his toxic relationship with Aaron Rodgers. But one of the things that caught fire and became a big story was in reference to the perception that McCarthy began to check out late in his tenure with the Packers, Dunn wrote, about once a week, a meeting would start up, and McCarthy was MIA. Players weren't quite sure where he was while, for example, an assistant coach would run the team's final prep on the Saturday before a game. Eventually, word leaked that McCarthy, the one who would be calling plays on game day, was up in his office getting a massage during those meetings. So the thought of he kind of checked out. He would just go get a massage. Now, what came from that was a lot of analysis, a lot of people talking, you know, things written, people trying to confirm or whatever with this. And the next day, this was on the NFL Network from Tom Pelissero. Tom Pelissero, who wrote the Barnes story and who also was the one to report the watermelon story. This was on the NFL Network the day after the whole massage thing broke.
Well, Scott, I did speak with Mike McCarthy about an hour ago. He said, listen, I've moved on from Green Bay now. I'm focused on the future. He said, I wouldn't even know where to start and stop with that article anyway. I said, Mike, can we at least talk about the massage thing? Because that's what's getting every headline. And McCarthy was actually laughing on the other end of the phone that this is what his legacy has been reduced to. You win a Super Bowl, you win more games than everybody but Curly Lambeau, and here we are talking about a massage. Here's the real story. There was a time when McCarthy would have a massage therapist come to the office. But this was back in 2010, 2011, when you might remember the Packers were really good. He was not having back issues, as is insinuated in the article. He was just worn down from the grind of being an NFL coach. Somebody recommended, hey, massage therapy might be able to help you. McCarthy liked it enough that he was actually recommending it to some of his players, which might explain how some of these rumors get started. But McCarthy said, to say I ever missed a meeting to get a massage is utterly absurd. He laughed again and said, I actually have a massage scheduled tomorrow, and I can promise you I will not miss my primary responsibility, which is picking up my two kids from school.
So a negative story comes out about Mike McCarthy, and it is immediately refuted by Tom Pelissero.
Yes, and they clearly have a line of communication.
Tom Pelissero, before getting to the NFL Network, was briefly with USA Today, and before that was a Packers beat reporter.
So his big contact is Mike McCarthy.
Yeah.
And Mike McCarthy, right, needs to help put out the fire of the massage story. Tom Pelissero reports it. Mike McCarthy, in his off-season away, who's there to deliver basically a resume booster type story about how awesome Mike McCarthy has been this last year while out of work? Tom Pelissero. And then when the story is so-called leaked by somebody, I don't know how the media gets this stuff. Usually what's in the meeting stays in the meeting. The reporter was Tom Pelissero. It's pretty obvious that Mike McCarthy, he doesn't have anybody else's phone number on the Cowboys.
Yeah, and he also, and the flip side
Mike
of that
McCarthy
is,
told him, hey man, he might have been thinking this.
I'm going to wait to see how this game goes.
Maybe that's one. But two, maybe Monday rolled or Sunday rolled around, post-game, Monday rolls around, and none of the players leaked it. No one told anybody. I thought this would be a big story by now. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to call Tom Pelissero. Because you might think that we won because of, oh my gosh, Kellen Moore called a hell of a game. The defense continued their ascension, right, from the depths that they were at. You might even give Mike Nolan a little credit for maybe knowing what he's doing.
I mean, heck.
He's working without Diggs.
They moved Zach Martin, which was a huge factor. And the first thing you said when we came in the next day was, I wonder whose decision that actually was.
Because
I
Mike
Steven might have.
Do you have that audio again? We played it yesterday, but the audio of Mike McCarthy pretty much talked down to all reporters when it was suggested that Zach Martin be moved because he said that's fantasy football garbage.
That
you
was
don't
only
do
a
that.
Month ago.
You guys don't understand. You reporters don't under. You're a fantasy football player. You can't just move a player here and there.
Here it is.
Is Zach at right tackle only a break glass in case of an emergency thing?
I think it's football, fantasy football nonsense. Unless you have, you know, 10 veteran offensive linemen on your football team.
Okay, so that's the point. Is it 4 weeks ago he was asked about this thing that seemed pretty obvious to all of us that. I don't know if an undrafted rookie free agent at right tackle with no camp is a good idea. He appears to be getting killed every week. You got a guy who's played tackle and can clearly do it mid-game. Maybe if you give him a week, you check it out. 4 weeks later, they do it. Their offense looks great. And he probably knows that a lot of us were going to think the next day, doesn't seem like that was 100% your idea.
So now we're possibly throwing credit the way of Kellen Moore. We're throwing it at Mike Nolan. We're throwing it at the defensive players. We're throwing it at the decision to move Zach Martin, and we're not really sure that it was the big man's decision. By the way, he's very big. He's just so big. So now all this credit is being tossed around. So how do we get the focus back to let's credit Mike McCarthy? What did he do? He smashed a watermelon, but nobody's talking about that. Let me call my friend, Tom Pelissero. Now, if Tom Pelissero reports it, all the Dallas media beat writers start asking him about it, and he's like, come on, guys. I can't believe this story was leaked. This is ridiculous. What stays in the room, you know what they say.
It's crystal clear what happened here. And really, to go back to the Football Barn piece, that story came out, I believe, December 9th of 2019. He was hired, I think, exactly 1 month later by the Cowboys, January 9, 2020. So it's not out of the realm of possibility to put forward the idea that absolutely helped get him hired. He called him and said, and I would even say to help him get hired in Dallas, because as we know that Bob has, basically reported this before, that the Cowboys were very seriously considering bringing back Jason Garrett and were really only swayed not to when they saw that Mike McCarthy was available and interested, and they were pretty wooed by the barn. They loved the idea of the barn, and they thought, well, we'd love to keep Garrett, but if this guy with the barn, we saw that feature a month ago, is available, that's the guy that we want. And to take it a step further, this whole thing of framing it as like that he decided to take a year off, it is cool that he spent a year grinding and evaluating himself. That's what you think anybody should do whenever they get some time away from their profession. How can I be better when I get back to this? Framing it as he took time off and decided he wanted to spend a year with his family is really not technically true, because the jobs that he wanted were either not interested with in hiring him or not even interested in interviewing him, because the Browns canceled the scheduled interview they had with him before hiring Freddie Kitchens, or at least, you know, taking the interim tag off of Freddie Kitchens. The Jets go with Gase. Apparently, McCarthy was interested in those two jobs particularly, the Jets and the Browns. And the Jets, I can't really get it confirmed whether or not they interviewed him or not, but the Browns did not. The Browns canceled their interview with him, placed the permanent tag on Kitchens, and McCarthy looks around and there's like no jobs other than the Bengals left, who hired Zach Taylor a month later and said, I have decided of my own volition now to take a year off from coaching.
Because I believe that decision was officially announced the day after the Jets hired Gase.
And the day that the Browns hired Kitchens. The same day.
It's interesting. So as we peel the onion of Mike McCarthy, you know, over time, I don't know if he's just the humble Pittsburgh guy the image he wants to create. I think he's paying close attention to what's going on in the media. And I think he wanted his public credit as well. If you want to remember the days of Jerry versus Jimmy and who gets credit for what, Because I think we were ready to credit Jerry with walking up and saying, look, start Zach Martin or move Zach Martin on the line. That's what everybody's saying we should do. Let's do it.
And I think, again, going forward, this seems too obvious, but from now on, when you have a story, because this guy's probably going to be here a few years, right? All likelihood, even
McCarthy?
How this
oh, yeah,
season
yeah.
goes. He's got 3-4, maybe longer. He's going to be here. There's going to be stories like this that come out, and positive or negative. And now we know you need look no further than the NFL Network's Tom Pelissero to get almost certainly the mouthpiece of what Mike McCarthy wants out there from his side of things.
This is like Fox News versus CNN or something. You know, who reported it, and then we can determine the validity or where it came from. But, yeah, this is – I think this is a pretty big thing.
It's pretty fascinating.
This especially is, well, how did we get this story, man? It's I don't know. I guess you can credit me for motivating the team if you want. I don't look, that's you saying hero. I'm not comfortable with the word hero.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.